New York ruined me. I can never think any place in the world is expensive now. A lot of New Yorkers are rude, criminals, or on drugs, but usually a combination of all of those. And every building in the financial district is responsible for countries getting cooed because the cokeheads on Wall Street and in Washington wanted their resources.
Did I just catch you on the B shit?
But the skyline is so cool though. New York is genuinely a legendary city. It's where like every movie is filmed. Spider-Man is a New Yorker, and you can see him on the subway saving people's lives when you're in New York. And this city is very alive and also very hardworking. Americans in general work a lot, but in New York, when you look at the skyline at night, all the lights are still on because everyone is trying to pay their median rent of $4,950 in Manhattan. Hell man, even the mayor needed some money. That's why he allegedly took bribes, illegal donations, and free or heavily discounted flights and hotels from Turkish Airlines, from Turkish officials for political favors, like opening up Turkey's consulate in New York early and that he would refrain from recognizing the Armenian genocide. Also, like how he played in a Turkish romantic comedy.
You guys are from Turkey. Brooklyn loves Turkey. Brooklyn is the Istanbul of America. We love your food, we love your music, but I don't understand Turkish. We can take a selfie though.
Bro, at least take a bribe from Qatar, bro. What do you mean you're being bribed by Turkey, bro? Who has ever been bribed by Turkey? Also, Zoran would never. Walking through Manhattan, you will just see evil buildings. Anything on Wall Street or Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan house. But also, it undeniably looks so cool.
Within the first 5 minutes of me being in America, I experienced both sides of American culture. First off, this extremely friendly old guy came up and asked me for a cigarette. And I gave him some tobacco. When I told him it had come all the way from England, his face lit up with joy and he said, "Damn, this might be the oldest, most ancient cigarette ever." I think he genuinely thought England is like actually still in the 1600s or something, but he thanked me profusely, wished me and Gatsu well, and went on his way. 10 out of 10 first human interaction in America, right? So obviously next, it was time for us to face the Newark Airport Grim Reaper. This dude was dressed in 100% Young Thug's brand clothing, okay? And considering Young Thug's recent court proceedings and public appearances.
Free OG Diddy, man. Free OG.
For real?
For sure.
OG Diddy.
Wait, really?
Hopefully.
Alright, free Diddy. If he said it, I'm free Diddy too.
That's how I knew we were in trouble, right? He comes up to us and says, "Y'all waiting for an Uber? Y'all about to get an Uber, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cancel it. You two are riding with me." I'm like, "Nah, bro. Our guy's gonna be here in a couple minutes. Thank you, though. Thank you, thank you." "Don't be scared. Don't be scared." And he then shows us his phone screen. It's a photo of some lady, I assume his significant other, and he goes, "You can trust me. This is my everything." Okay, you want to know how many serial killers had wives? Like, every single one of them, okay? If anything, having a wife you gotta provide for in the current American economy makes it way more likely that you're gonna harvest and traffic my organs, okay? Anyway, he kind of rushed off after we showed no interest. I assume he had some important business to attend to, specifically the NBA Youngboy concert. That's right, me and Gatsu landed into New Jersey the same day NBA Youngboy had a show in New Jersey. And I'm telling you guys, this Georgian fucking idiot wanted to attend it. I'm like, "Bro, you've been watching too many Sopranos highlights on Instagram or something. Our European asses are not making it 3 seconds in downtown Newark, let alone inside the NBA Youngboy concert, bro."
The food in America is absolutely wild. I know most of my audience is America, so just hear me out. Just listen to me, guys. I'm begging you guys to go to Europe and eat the food there and tell me how you feel afterwards. I genuinely want to know. I thought American food was supposed to be like very bad, like unhealthy, but it tastes amazing, right? But no, it's just unhealthy and it tastes bad. Genuinely, me and Geopold's bodies had so much trouble adjusting to the food. I really get why Americans have the meme of, "Oh, if an European tried this, they would die immediately." Because we low-key did. And we weren't like eating crumble cookies or anything. So bravo to your stomachs, man. It's as powerful as the military. I tried a lot of different restaurants and even fast food.
Welcome to Popeye's here. Give me one sec. Damn, that's it. Give me one sec.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
You need to take your ass home.
Yeah, tell him. That, tell him. For real.
Put him through the window.
Hey,
But the only food that did not make me feel bad was Vietnamese food.
Vietnam, undefeated!
I can't believe they smoked y'all in war and in cuisine. How did this happen? Plus, like, I had just come back from Armenia to Georgia for a day before going to New York. And food in the Caucasus is so good, man. And then going there, like, every food was a prison meal.
The rats. The fucking rats. Look, man, I thought I knew about rats already. I thought London, Birmingham, Manchester. I even got jumped on by a rat one time in Reading, like, last year. I've seen it all when it comes to these creatures. How much worse could it get? How bad could New York be, man? Well, I simply didn't account for what can happen to rats when they eat New York trash. Because, yeah, by the way, they don't have bins in New York. They simply stack bin bags on the side of the street. All I'm saying, yeah, if a video surfaced online of this happening in India, Americans would be losing their shit, saying, oh, these Indians are so uncivilized and dirty. Well, I got news for you New Yorkers, okay? Scientifically speaking, yeah, if you simply leave black bin bags of trash out in the street to fucking bake and swelter away in the midday New York heat, you're essentially providing steroids for these damn rats to consume. American food is so full of alien chemicals that I had a tummy ache the entire time we were there. Now just think about what the radiated scientific anomalies produced by 3-day-old New York food that's been cooking in a bin bag in the heat does to the rats eating this shit. Oh my god, man. I saw shit I didn't even think was possible for this species of animal. The kind of mutations these rats were walking around with. The kind of confidence they were walking around with as well. I think I genuinely saw a rat with wings. I'm not even joking. Like the, you know, the Cloudy and a Chance of Meatball creatures. Some other food-related New York lore. I chipped my fucking tooth on some bread out here. Yeah, not only did America take thousands of my hard-earned dollars, it also took irreplaceable bits of my body, like my tooth.
What I realized about New York is that this shit is expensive, bruh. I've been to many places, like people said fucking Hong Kong was expensive. I thought Vienna was expensive. But New York will ruin you. Any place you go to after New York, you will think is cheap. The thing that surprised me the most about going to the US, but especially New York first, is the tipping culture. Because you go to a bar and it's $10 for the bartender to grab the bottle of beer from the back and give it to you and open it up for you. And then on top of that, you gotta give him a tip or he will spit in your drink and give you the New Yorker $3,000 rent for a closet with an outside bathroom look. The thing is, bro, if you're charging 10 bottles for a bottle of fucking Modelo, and then on top of that, you want a tip, at this point, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put my balls on the bar, and then you can just grab a hammer right where you grab the beer from, and then just fucking doosh, doosh, doosh. You might as well do that.
Also, I think my legs took lifelong damage from walking around on these goddamn concrete slabs you guys call a sidewalk. Let me just explain to you Americans what normal humans do when we build paths for walking on, okay? We do this pretty much everywhere in the world, right? For centuries, we've been doing this. What you do is when you make a tile or a slab, yeah, you want to make the texture very bumpy and irregular. That's why you'll see pavement tiles with rocks, like, set in them and stuff, or little bumps and stuff on the top of the pavement. This means that when you step on that surface with a shoe, it's not bone to floor impact. Your shoe kind of squishes into the little gaps on the surface of the tiles. The rough texture absorbs like loads of the impact and your shoe like slowly compresses instead of slapping the floor. And your feet, legs, and butt take us just these evil metal stairways. Yo, my lower half was shaking and trembling the entire New York trip. I promise it wasn't from all the spooky ass Halloween decorations these goddamn Americans had set up in their gardens like over a month before Halloween. I don't want to be like Bah Humbug.
You were spot on about him. There I was filling up the motor. I turn around, the little git had done a runner.
God damn, bruh. Over a month before Halloween, there's already like 3-meter tall skeletons lining the roads. The consumerism is just too hard for you guys to resist, isn't it? You know what else spooks me out? How they can't pour beer in this damn country. However, you're still expected to tip the bartender like over 20%. I started off the trip drinking these stale pints of piss they call draft beer. So I clocked onto how they can't pour beer in bars at all pretty quickly. Me and Gigi started ordering bottles of beer instead, at which point tipping feels like the most insane investment you've ever made, paying an extra quarter of the original payment just for the manual labor of opening a bottle. How about bars just pay their staff a livable wage so I don't have to foot the bill? And also, I don't want to pay for some bartender to be nice to me, man. That's like some Blade Runner dystopian shit. Me and Gatsu were actually talking to this one dude outside a bar in Brooklyn, and he told us the reason he specifically goes to that bar is because the female bartender is beautiful and lovely and nice. He also said his go-to move when he's there is to slap $20 bills on the bar as tips whilst he drinks. What? What even is this, bro? A strip club? What on earth are we doing here, man? I'm actually just gonna go and drink beer in my hotel now because I don't want anyone to think I'm a creep if this is like what the common practice is out here.
Also, New Yorkers are rude as shit. You hold the door for people and they don't say thank you. What the fuck is this? Aye, man, I'll just go fuck myself down. And New York Metro is the worst metro in the world. I can't. When you ride the New York train for a long enough time, you understand why New Yorkers are so angry all the time. It is the slowest fucking metro I have ever stepped my broke Eastern European communist ass in. And there are delays every day on these trains where not only are they slow, but they stall for like 10 minutes at a time, giving you enough time to think what the fuck you are doing in this city. Just today, when me and Leo were riding, imagine showing a New Yorker a Chinese metro. They would lose their minds. Imagine showing them this shit, bro. This is why propaganda works so well on Americans, where it's like, oh, metro in New York and metro in Moscow. Because it genuinely is so bad. I just gotta say, man, China winning. I feel like if this happened in China, the Chinese police would have put that tweaker in Squid Game, and Chinese trains would never have this fucking happen in the first place. What do you mean you're skipping stops, bro? This has never happened to me in any country ever, bro. Imagine coming home late from work and then the conductor comes on talking about some, we're dropping you 5 stops from your home. I know Asian trains are like an outlier for being good, but bro, even fucking my broke-ass Eastern European country's metro is like 5 billion times better than the New York metro. Yes, including the stop that is in my hood that looks like a fucking coal mine. No wonder public transport gets such a bad rep in America, because honestly, it's pretty bad. Every line gets delayed, they start skipping stops and shit. If you show the New Yorker a metro in Chongqing, the city of New York would ride in Xi Jinping during the next election. Also, New York has the worst hoods and the sketchiest places I have ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of shit. I'm literally from the hood in Eastern Europe, and Geopold is from Birmingham in the UK. But these American hoods are something else, man. Do you not want to go to these places if your grandma lived there and she baked you cookies and she invites you? Grandma, I'm not fucking coming into Queens. I also thought Coney Island was decently hood, but at least they had the sea, and Coney Island is just the Soviet Union. There are so many Georgians, Russians, and Ukrainians living there. For example, I went to this one Georgian restaurant there, and outside there were like 50 Georgians. Right next to it was a laundromat with a Georgian and Ukrainian flag hanging. Right the opposite street was something like Vladimir's barbershop. And on the street, you just heard Georgian and Russian. But just before I left the city, New York had to take one more thing from me and hit me with a $112 ride to the airport. For a taxi, bro. And a lot of people had the question of, how did your Eastern European communist ass even get into America? Well, there was a big annoying visa process, and they approved me and gave me a 10-year tourist visa. And because my passport was Georgian, I got checked literally every single point of process going to fucking America. I had a layover in Vienna, and on the way to America, they were asking me in Austria, oh, where are you going to stay? Show me your return ticket. Do you have any friends or relatives in America? Are you planning to work in America? Bitch, you're fucking Austrian. Why the fuck do you care, you fucking Hitler? Are you still mad a Georgian beat your fucking idol? We're in Vienna, bruh. I have a 10-year visa. I have a better access for fucking America than any European does. And then in the US border, the guy asked me what I did for work, And I said I had a YouTube channel. And then he asked me for the name. And I said, Gatsu. And then he started typing, looking my channel up on YouTube. At this point, I was like, bro, he's going to see my Trump videos and they're going to send me off to fucking El Salvador. And then he said, you have a picture of that guy on your channel, Benjamin. I'm like, oh my God, he's fucking talking about BB. I'm fucked. I'm actually getting my ass sent straight to El Salvador. And he was like, oh, like the actor Benjamin on your profile picture. Oh, Cumberbatch? Oh yeah, it's Benedict Cumberbatch. Welcome to the United States. And then I was let in. And then I went through security, where upon seeing the Georgian flag on my backpack, the US border agent immediately went... The US Borders and Customs agent was nice enough to offer me a private check instead of going through the usual security means. Honestly though, he was a pretty chill dude and he was kind, nothing really bad. And during the search, he was even like, oh, let me impress this Georgian. And he told me something in Russian and I'm like, I don't speak Russian. And he was like, oh, okay. And then let me go after checking everything in my bag. But honestly, my British friend Geopold did not have a much different experience from me, but just being treated like you're doing something bad at the border when you're literally just a tourist, want to spend a lot of money actually because it's fucking New York, just feels bad and makes me not really want to go there again. And even though my passport being weak played a role in this sort of treatment, it didn't really play a big role to be honest. Like, it was not that important since my British friend got basically the same treatment. So I think it's just America at this point. And even the Norwegian dude getting deported for having a JD Vance meme on his phone.
Newark Airport was all I needed to see, bro. By the way, there's a tiny chance someone noticed my most recent videos all get switched to private for about an hour on the 29th of September. It's because I was going through Newark Airport Border Force, okay? They grilled me like a New York glizzy. I told the Border Force agent I was coming to the great city of New York to see the rappers Blade, Black Cray, and Netspend perform. And this border agent genuinely spent a few minutes going through Blade's most popular music videos. And I think I converted him. He was genuinely telling me, yo, I gotta check this out, man. This sounds good.
The only question I have is, how the fuck are they supposed to host the World Cup next year with this treatment of people at the border? Genuinely, it is the worst fucking treatment I've ever had at a border. Getting everything except my booty checked. For example, when I go to Europe, they don't even check fucking anything, especially in Greece. I don't even have to bring my passport. I can just put my Orthodox cross down at the border and they let me in with open arms and gyros. But my advice to you guys is just to not get defensive really and be kind to the agents as well, because one, they can just fuck your shit up, and two, you being defensive will not help anything at all. And also in the airport they had, I'm pretty sure this Christy Noem had her ad about self-deporting people, and there were also ads about go and deport yourself in the airport. And like, this administration will swear they're not fascist, but
what is this place?
Home.
I'll see you in Valhalla.
Anyway, yeah, apart from all that, I did seriously enjoy New York. It was mind-blowing for me to see all the places I recognize so crystal clear from watching films, consuming media, etc. I saw the hospital transport bus from Good Time. I saw the subway train from the 8 Ball Jacket slap video. I saw Coney Island from the Side Talk videos. I saw the bodegas from the Okiway videos. I saw Washington Square Park from Impractical Jokers. I ate at White Castle from Harold and Kumar. What more could I ask for?
Like and subscribe if you enjoyed, and goodbye. Now that my ass is back in Georgia, expect more videos.